So maybe it is good to just start with explaining a bit how we see the whole twin soul topic.
Yes.
Because so many things that are out there are really like fluffy bunny and terribly like romanticized and also just plainly not true.
Plainly not true. Yeah. Yes. And plainly also written up by people who really don't didn't experience themselves what it is to be in a twin relationship.
Or maybe that they thought they did and just had a very intense relationship and then labeled it twins or something. Yeah. Or just really want to believe in this like ideal picture of the one that makes your life complete.
Yeah.
Which so is not what twins is about.
Oh, and yet it is, but in a very different way than the people think that it is.
Oh, exactly.
But there are a lot of terms indeed. There are like twin souls, twin flames, karmic relationships, soulmates, and sometimes it's really not easy to see the difference, and also several people explain it then in a different way again.
Yeah, so there's so many different things out there.
Many terms, many names.
Says this and the other says that. And
yeah.
But there's not really a lot of twins out there who are actually just speaking up about it themselves.
No, and also with the two of them. Mm-hmm. Because there are quite a bit of single twins, I think, that are speaking up, but not together.
Exactly.
So how do we see it?
Do we even see it? Well, in any case, I think it's also good to mention that we are fully aware of the fact that even we ourselves don't see the whole picture.
That is a really good thing to say up front.
There is a bigger picture going on here that nobody has a complete overview of. It's just not possible
from our
human perspective to have.
And it's also not meant to be.
Absolute complete
think.
Overview. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So there will always be things that we don't see exactly or know, but there's a lot that we do know.
Yes, and we can talk about the things that we do know and how we see it.
Yeah.
And that's the disclaimer also, of course.
Yeah.
Because somebody else can see it. And that is what we are talking about. And we are using the word twin mostly. We are not really using twin soul or twin flame a lot.
Sometimes I do twin soul when people have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about, because otherwise when I start talking about my twin, they think I have an actual physical twin.
Yes, like a birth twin.
Yeah.
And that is not the case because I am 16 years older than you.
Yeah, you're not. Also, that would be incredibly gross.
Incest-like. No.
But that is also a fun thing to mention, because there's a lot of people who say, you know, that twins, that per definition only is the romantic partner thing.
Exactly.
But they can even come as family members.
There are stories of like grandmothers and grandchildren and brother and sister or other parts in a relationship. Or friends or something. It doesn't need to be that you are in a romantic relationship.
No.
So that also addresses the image that is found a lot on internet, like this is the whole romantic fluffy bunny.
It's like the holy grail of relationships.
Yeah, it's like the enormous pink cloud and everything is then just fine. Whenever you meet your twin, then the whole world is perfect. Well,
this
is far from it.
Yeah. So we, and in our experience, how would we reframe that? Like when you meet your twin, your whole world falls apart? Something like that?
Yeah, sort of, and heaven and hell at the same time.
Yeah.
We call that heaven and hell on earth.
Our personal heaven and our personal hell.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. It changes everything.
That's what we experienced and what we heard also a lot in other experiences of twins, that the moment you meet, you really meet, everything in your life changes.
Yeah.
And we experienced that both too.
Yeah.
And it's the strongest attraction that you can have with a person.
And it was really bizarre because at the time we were both still in other relationships.
Yep.
That we really truly felt, sincerely felt, that would be the relationships we would be in for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
That was just absolutely, sincerely, truly how it felt at the time. And then we met each other, and then everything just... It was at the same time insanely bizarre how everything changed, and at the same time also very
natural.
Like natural, like it was like an inevitability.
Yeah.
There was not like there's no free choice, because that's also a thing that surrounds the idea of twins, that when you meet each other, you basically don't have a choice anymore to be with anybody else but your twin, because nothing else will do. That's not okay. You still have absolute choice in everything, and there is something underneath that just shifts the entire world and your whole path ahead of you without you having to do anything for it.
Yeah, and that is what you hear a lot of in my experience, the true stories of twin flames, twin souls. I can remember that before I met you, I first heard the romantic stories about the twins, and it was all like indeed the pink clouds and just like it's heaven on earth, and just the highest love, which it is, by the way. But it's a bit different in experience sometimes. And then I thought, yeah, right, because I am not the fluffy bunny kind of person. Mm-hmm. So that was my first reaction towards the stories. That is a dog. And then I met somebody who participated in a workshop, and I heard a story about a real twin relationship. And in hindsight, that is kind of similar to what we experience. And then I thought, no, thank you.
No,
just, I have enough. I am a dual personality. I have enough in all these kind of things. So no, thank you. I'm really happy where I am. And then I met you. And
yes,
everything changed.
If anybody's wondering what kind of weird noises they hear in the background, it's one of the dogs.
Yeah,
we have all
licking,
the dogs here.
Almost licking the microphone.
We have three dogs. They're always with us.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But yeah. And how, because, you know, when we talk about the topics of what is a twin, what are twins, what made you think of us possibly being twins? Because if you only knew that romantic fluffy bunny story thing, well, you had the other experience then of this person also with what was it that made you think maybe this is a twin?
Well, when we were in contact, there was a like a year from the start of our contact that was a funny one. That there was now and then checking in with each other, but there was a whole lot of life mainly on your side at that point still happening, so it was also clearly in hindsight it was no time yet. And the weird thing is that I, from the moment I met you, I recognized you from a past life. And I knew that a lot would happen between us. And I remember that I gave you a copy of my first book, and I already said it. I wrote it inside.
You signed it for
the
for
book.
Everything that's yet to happen.
Yeah, it's still going to happen. And the weird thing is, I'm not the most patient of persons, but
really?
with that, I was completely at ease with just waiting. It will show itself. It was such a peaceful and quiet feeling inside myself. It will show itself. There will be happening things. And I don't know what. I also didn't think of us at that point as romantic partners already.
No.
But I knew that a lot of things were going to happen. And then about a year after our first contact, you sent me a messenger, and you said, can we meet up? Can I have a walk on the beach with the two of you?
Yeah.
And then I knew, okay, now things are starting off. And then a lot happened, because with you, sort of the spiritual shit hit the fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Yay. Yeah, that really burst open that whole awareness.
And it made also that we were in a lot of contact because there was a lot happening between us. There were a lot of memories of past lives coming back.
Yeah.
And so there was an intense contact between us. We had a lot of happing and messenger contact.
Yeah, like
messenger
crazy,
in the beginning.
Yeah.
And the feeling grew stronger and stronger. And I was, at one point, I was asking myself, what the hell is this? What is happening here? And then the whole story about the twins and the twin flames, twin souls came in my mind again. And I was going on internet and just researching a lot and really also real stories about people. And I recognized it. So 100%.
Mm.
And then I was building up the courage to to ask that you just how do you feel about this? How do you, and I sent you two links or something,
yeah,
about
you
it.
Yeah, came with a gigantic disclaimer. You were first of all like, you really have to read past all the fluffy bunny crap, and you really have to ignore this, and you really have to see through that. But when I sent you this, is there anything in there that maybe resonates with you?
Exactly. And then you sort of came back into the air again, like, holy shit. Just, this is exactly what we are experiencing.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a holy shit thing. It was the most calm thing ever.
Yeah.
That was the funny thing to me.
Yeah.
That I wasn't surprised at all. I read those things and I could indeed feel underneath the truth of it. I had to read through indeed a lot of vocabulary and romantic stuff. But there was something in me that recognized the energy of the concept of twins.
Yeah.
And not only that, but it was like a voice literally said in my head, that was what you were supposed to remember.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, right. That was what I was supposed to remember, that we are twins. Okay, now what?
Yeah, now
so
what?
It was the most natural thing in the world to me. And that in itself was the weirdest thing in the world to me.
Yeah, how can something like this feel so natural?
Exactly.
Yeah.
How can I feel with everything that is in me that it is true? And how I knew it was true was precisely because it wasn't a whole high energy, oh my God, is this
indeed
it? It was an absolute
knowing.
It was so calm and clear. And
And that was the same for me. So there's also, not since that moment and since the sort of dropping of the coin, there has not been a single doubt in my mind.
Oh, with me there has been constant doubt.
Yeah. And that is also bringing up something funny of twins, not always funny, but lots of twins are really opposite in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because when we met the first time and when I came to know you, you were still the pink wearing high heels.
Incredibly still my favorite.
Having
color.
A chihuahua.
Yeah.
For the people who know me.
With pink still being your favorite color
when you're
29 years old.
No.
That's absolutely fine.
Nothing wrong.
No. My favorite food was fried. Well, it still is fries.
Still is fries, yeah. Basically. Yeah.
Pink made place for some other colors, though.
Black, mostly.
Yeah. I love black. Oh, black is so my favorite color. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, no, we were incredibly opposite. Like, I was this high-flying, all over the place, chaotic, pink, loving, high heels wearing, like sort of rocket of energy being all over the place and bouncing. And, yeah. And then here you were, sort of like this grounded.
Well,
anyway, different.
Also
just different.
Yeah. and just
no pink.
No pink inside.
No high heels.
No high heels. No, more like boots and leather and skulls on the wall and swords and such. So that is mostly, that is my estage, also my energy.
Satin and swords.
Satin and swords.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
You have to write that down as a potential book title.
Yeah, we collect book titles.
Yeah, potential book titles.
Yeah.
This is one.
Satin. Our favorite is Two Forks, No Hassle.
It's
a twin. It's a twin story.
It's a twin thing. Yeah.
But this is also
anyway,
a really beautiful one.
Yeah. Satin and swords. I was like the satin pink, and you were the swords and leather boots.
Yeah, and that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But opposites.
You like walking in the woods on your bare feet. And I didn't even like walking in the woods, let alone on your bare feet. Didn't like nature that much to begin with. Well, a lot changed. Also.
A lot changed.
A lot changed.
Yeah, that is kind of funny.
Everything changed since meeting you.
Yeah. And that, and for me as well, that is the main thing what happened is that our lives began to change rapidly drastically.
And also in ways that was too bizarre to only put that on, oh, you met somebody and now you're making different choices. It was not only our choices and what we did and did not do. It was really also how the things around us naturally unfolded. That was too bizarre to describe.
Yeah, that didn't have anything to do with us.
Anything to do with us.
Not in the sense of that we had influence on
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah, nothing. No. And yet everything started to conspire towards being together. And
the funny thing also was in the beginning that we discovered that we had so many similarities.
Yeah.
In because we are opposites in a lot of things, but there were a lot of similarities, mainly in our life stories.
Yeah. And most twins, that is also, I think, like a typical twin thing. Like, what are twins and how do you recognize them? It is very true that most twins, maybe all twins, I don't know if I dare to say that, but physically do look alike.
Yeah.
They have.
It's really funny.
That's not even because they actually physically look alike, but mostly because they are the same energy.
Yeah.
So when people see them, they see sort of they see two the same.
They perceive them. They
perceive them as being
as really alike.
Alike. Yeah. The same.
And we can see that as well. We even ourselves. Pictures. Yeah. Yeah. We can see that. That's also the funny thing because mostly with these things, you yourself don't see it. But if we see pictures, then we also see it.
Yeah.
And we got it already a lot, right?
Yeah, we still do. Just, and that's also the funny thing about you being here with the two of you in a female body.
Yeah.
Is that a lot of people perceive us as two women.
Yeah.
And then they just always ask me, oh, is that your sister? And I like to just shock the hell out of them.
The other day you had my sister.
Yeah.
No, that would be my partner, and that's a man. Yeah. And
you don't see it immediately, but it's a man, and it's my partner. and they were 16 years older. That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. But a lot of twins can physically look alike.
Yeah, and we saw that also on with other people, and we recognized it also in people who didn't know yet that
we still do.
Maybe. Twins.
Yeah, and they would send us a picture like, oh, look where we are. And we're like, when the hell are they going to figure out that they're twins? But that also is a really good thing to say about, what is the concept of twins and what is true and what is not true about it. The absolute most important thing is that everybody can claim that you're twins, but only you know.
Exactly. And
only you know.
Indeed, you were talking about that you... that for me, I was saying that for me, it was never a moment of doubt, but that you did have that.
Oh, always. And it's that's sort of so terrible because I, in the depths of me, I know what we are. And I always know that there is underneath there because it is true. It's like knowing that I have green eyes. I can very much sometimes doubt if I really do have green eyes and then walk to a mirror and then say, oh, right, yes. I have green eyes, but as much as I may doubt it, there's something in me that will not truly believe that my eyes are anything other than green because I just know that they are.
Exactly.
I just know that they are. So
the level on which you...
Same is with this. I just know that we are. And then there is my human self and especially my thinking brain who regularly likes to, when things get difficult or, then to say, but maybe this is all... bullshit anyway. Maybe it's not true anyway. And like, what am I even doing? And how can we even be sure if it's true and all those kinds of things?
But that touches already on something that is also a really important thing of being twins.
It's kind of funny that we say, this is not, we don't know anything. We don't know everything for sure. And we don't know anything that is to know out there about twins or the whole picture. We can only say what our experience is, etc. And then now we are just full on lecturing people and saying this is important and this is important.
Well, we do know a few things, but we also lived in a twin relationship for over six years.
Yeah, we know each other for 7 years.
Yeah. And so we kind of have a lot of experience. But the thing is that because of you, you're also being opposite, and because of other reasons that we will come to later, it is not an easy ride. So we said it sometimes, right, that it's not for the faint-hearted to just really, truly be in a relationship with their twin. Because what it does, you are... as a person, then looking like you're looking in a spiritual mirror with the other person. So you see everything and, in the other person that is still unknown to you or unseen by you, blind spot, or needs to be healed. And
in yourself.
In yourself.
Yeah,
and that means that
everything you see in me is not about me. It's really all about you.
Exactly. And of course, that is also true with other people who are connecting. But with twins, it's extreme.
Yeah.
And we call it triggers. You get triggered. You can get triggered a lot by your twin. And that is really difficult sometimes and really challenging. So that means that there is a really annoying sound in the background. Well, in any case, it means that it's not easy, and that's why I think also a lot of people just can't stay in the relationship.
Yeah, no, it's literally. When twins stay in a relationship and they just really let everything happen that is happening, that is unfolding, and are willing to keep going at it, because that's really what you'll get. You have to keep going at it because it will be up in your face. But if you really want to do that and you actually go for it, when you look at it from a distance, it looks like a really toxic relationship. It looks to the outside world as something that you have to just leave as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Because it's not healthy. It's a toxic relationship. It is dependency. It is, everything unhealthy about a relationship that you could describe. That's what it looks like.
Exactly. That's also why it is so difficult for the surroundings sometimes to be around twins.
Yeah, because they will say, just get out.
Yeah.
Just get out. You make each other so unhappy. Just get out.
Yeah.
And I get that. And that is also, I think, quite a dangerous thing about the concept of twins, is that there is also a lot of people who actually are just in a very toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Who then read about twins and stuff and then say, oh, but this is probably my twin, so I will stay.
Yeah.
Like you... It's a fine line.
Yeah, and there is also people who are really indeed twins, but just can't make it because it is too much.
Yeah.
Or they make different choices and they just choose for a bit less challenging.
Yeah, because it's sort of like you get another part-time job. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
It takes just a lot of time.
Yeah,
to work through everything.
But just on the other hand, and that is what you are doing it for, and why I think you decided to meet up, is that it gives the most growth that you can have.
Yeah, I think it has everything to do also with the intention of why you came. I mean, twins who both come here, they come with a clear intention.
Yeah,
one of those intentions really is to grow.
Yeah.
And to become all that they can be.
Yeah.
And you cannot become all that you can be when you don't have any interaction with other human beings. It's just, that's how it is for everybody.
Yeah.
And then it's especially true for your romantic partner. That's the person you will grow with the fastest. And with twins, I think everything is just like times 100.
It's like a, how do you say it? It's catalyzed by it's exhilarated to the max when you are in a twin relationship.
Yeah, and that does take a lot of time and effort, but at the same time, it is the most fulfilling thing that is there, because this hunger that you have in your own soul for growth and for discovering everything that life has to offer, that the whole universe has to offer, if you want to know who you are truly, like truly, in the absolute depths of everything, if you would release everything that you thought was you and you want to know who you really are, then just being with your twin is like, that's what that gives you. And that's the biggest gift that there is.
Yeah, because, well, we talked a lot about challenges and stuff, but in that sense, the fluffy bunnies are also a bit right.
Yeah.
It is the biggest love you will ever know. Because it is basically, without the other, you're really not complete. And
on that level, because
on that level,
I do. That's really, this is a kind of a tricky thing to say, that without the other, you're not complete, because there's many twins.
Yeah, on a certain level.
Precisely need to not be together with their twin in this life to become complete.
Yeah, but you have completeness on different levels.
Yeah.
And if you experience what happens with when you become, just when you are together with your twin, that is a feeling and an experience that you, I think, that it is for most twins that you didn't know before.
Exactly, you didn't know it existed. I didn't know it existed.
No, we call it our one heart.
Yeah.
And when we can feel that, it's also, it's really that we go to a level where we feel that we were originally indeed one.
Yeah.
And that is what, maybe you should mention that, that is what the whole idea is and why it's called twin. The idea is behind it that you were one soul once, and that soul expanded so much that it couldn't be contained in one soul anymore. And then it split up in two, also to have all the different experiences that you can have in all different lives. That's also why you are so often so opposite of each other, because you are sort of over the whole spectrum.
Yeah.
And when that comes together again, then it is a wholeness that on a certain level that you will never experience in another way.
No.
I'm just positive on that. I know that.
Yeah.
And at the same time, so that is why it's also so complicated. At the same time, it's the challenge, but also the thing that you have to do is that you keep keep being your whole self. So you and me,
mm-hmm.
While we are together. And that is the most difficult thing sometimes.
Yeah. And that is also what goes wrong for a lot of people who do meet their twin and they sort of kind of get in a relationship, is that they lose each other in each other. They lose themselves.
Exactly.
And that is... I think the people who are a bit wary of the concept of twins, I think this is the thing they are most wary of, that they say, but it can't be true to say that you are not complete without another person. You don't need another person to complete you. And then the risk of meeting up with your twin is that you, in fact, hang so much on the other person and on the togetherness that you lose yourself, while the whole... the gift of being together with a twin, apart from how great it feels when you actually physically come together, is that they help you become so much your own self.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Because otherwise
not
it
with them,
doesn't work.
Just yourself. Exactly.
Also, we experienced so many times already that when we are sort of on the verge of blending too much or going too much into each other's energy,
then we break up.
That lasts for 5 days. And then...
We're so bad at breaking up. We tried, though. We really seriously tried.
Yeah. A couple of times.
We tried, but and in a way, they were also very necessary breakups.
Yeah,
because really, it's not meant to be with twins that you become anything less than your whole self.
Exactly.
You have to keep going for it.
Yeah.
Instead of making concessions just to be with your twin. You can't. You have to be your own self.
And then also when you are able to really feel like you're really centered in your own energy, the relationship works best.
Oh, so much better.
Yeah.
We would, there's periods where we kind of hope that we can be perfectly happy by just being together all day, every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, being in each other's arms and having fantastic days just at home and nicely snuggled on the couch. And then we inevitably end up in so much trouble because we forget to live our own lives.
Yeah.
As much as we would want
that
to.
That never works in the long, long run. No, then something happens and then we are, it's like our inner beings are grabbing us in by the hairs and just pulling us in different directions.
And
then we are centered, going to center again in our own energy. And then it flows again. So, there is incredibly much to tell. And I think we can talk for a long time.
Yeah.
But maybe in a different episode.
Exactly. For now, this, I think, our start of what even is a twin?
Yeah.
What is the concept of a twin soul?
Yeah. So if anybody also has questions.
Oh, yeah. If you want to know specific things, just
we can talk about it the next time.
Yeah. We will put the link for that in the description of this podcast. So you can ask your questions.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you for listening and see you next time.
Till next time.